Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about female standards. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, have you noticed that females nowadays could get fatter and nastier and disgusting while we have to get better and better? Huh, ain't that funny? Yes, look at this ton of fun. She wants you to date her now that she can give you attention, but what do? You go, oh? Yes, fellas, if you start doing the horizontal monster mash with this lovely lady, I bet she'd be breaking your pelvis. What do you think? Am I right or am I wrong? Well, now I have another clip of another delusional diva. Let's go check her out, right? Yes, fellas, here's one of these lovely ladies. This chick is a Hispanic chick, I could tell my people. And she has big-ass lips. I bet those are Botox. Oh yes, this chick is probably about 40% plastic. Who knows, right? Well, let's see what her excuse is for being single, right? Let's hear her speak.
Alright, you guys. So, I want to know what's going on in the dating world because apparently I have too high of a standard. And someone recently told me that I needed to lower my standards. But I'm just like, why would I need to lower my standards when I just want someone to match what I bring? So...
Yeah, what do you bring, really? Besides those big fake lips and some stupid crappy ass attitude? Huh? I don't think you bring anything. It's just an opinion. But what do you guys think?
So, I'm gonna give y'all the standards that are apparently too high. One of the things that I had said was, like, someone that has a clean record. No felonies, no criminal charges, speeding tickets like their driving record.
You don't have a criminal record, so you want someone that doesn't have a criminal record? That's fair enough. I agree with that. But yet, you're saying there's a lot of people that have speeding tickets or this and that? Yeah, you know, not everybody's like that. Hell, I remember one of my exes, she actually had a restraining order on her. That was a red flag. I should have paid attention at the time, but you know, in hindsight, right? what a bitch she was. I bet she still is, but... So I'm not with her. Goodbye, whore.
It's clean, you know, because that just shows me that they're responsible. Another thing that I had brought up was them having a home, because I have a home, you know?
Yeah, typically guys don't need houses. That's something you do when you have a family. And why would you want a guy that has a house and you have a house? That'd be like redundant. What would we do, sell one of the houses or what? How's that gonna work? Yeah. It's like these chicks want to be dating like all these guys. So if she has a house, what, she wants a dude with a mansion? Yeah, these chicks always keep on, they're like dogs, they never get full, you know, they keep on eating and eating and eating until they burst at the seams. That's how women are in a nutshell. But what do I know, right?
My record's clean, I have a home. I expect them to not do drugs because I don't do drugs.
Yeah, you say you don't want a guy that does drugs? That's fair enough. I wouldn't stand that. I wouldn't want a chick that's a junkie either. But you know what's funny? I met a lot of junkies. My last situationship with the chick, she was a big old pothead. I don't know if she was an alcoholic, but I suspect that she was. Yeah, and also there's another chick that put that air tag in my car. She was an alcoholic and a big old pothead. I smoke weed too, but I'm a productive member of society, and unlike these other bitches. But whatever, right? This chick wants this, that, and the other, but... What about her? Look at how old she is. She's in her 30s. Yeah. You think you're gonna have kids with her? I'd like to have a chick that's under 25 and I could have kids with. Can you prove that to me? No. But what do I know, right?
So if they smoke weed, I don't want that around me and my kids, you know?
Nani? You have kids? Nobody told me that. Oh, so you don't want no pothead around your kids. And I don't want no kids around me. Unless they're my chitlins. They're not my chitlins, so what the fuck is this? I think I'll pass on this chick. What do you guys think?
Which I have nothing against it, because like back in the day when I was young, like I did it, I tried it, so...
What a hypocrite, and she's lame. Go fuck yourself, bitch.
But it's just like not my thing. Another thing that I had said was I want them to have nice teeth because I invested in my teeth, so I would want some.
Oh, and you want a guy with good teeth. Oof, yeah, who doesn't want nice teeth? I want somebody with nice teeth too. But what makes you deserving of this magical guy? I don't know. You tell me. Keep on telling me your story, sweetheart.
I want want to care about their smile and, you know, take care of themselves. And also said that I wanted someone to work out, like, that likes to work.
Oh, and this chick wants somebody that takes care of himself, that works out and stuff? Oh, okay. I bet when you take off this chick's clothes, you could see all these stretch marks around her body. I'll pass.
Because I want someone that can motivate me. We could motivate each other to be our best versions of ourselves.
Lame. It sounds like this chick wants Prince Charming to come over and fix all her problems. No, you're old. I'm assuming you have kids. You're fat and lazy and you want this magical dude to fix everything. No, he's not your daddy. He's not Uncle Pennybags or whatever. You're stupid. But yet, some guy's gonna find this chick and marry her. Because guys are simpy and they're thirsty. Don't be thirsty, because then you end up with some trash like this. I'm just saying.
So I don't think that's, a big deal. Like, I don't mind dating a gordito, but it...
Oh, I knew this chick was Hispanic. She said gordito. Gordito is Spanish for chubby. Yeah, she's saying in a nice way that she'll date a fat dude. Okay, you're a liar. No. I know how this shallow chick is. Nope. She's just saying that.
I would want him to want to be better and to look better. And I want to look better for my next partner, you know? So not only for them, but for me, because I...
Yes, this chick is a narcissist. She just wants you to take care of her and fix all her problems. She's so stupid, but whatever, you know? It's how life is. But let's see what she says.
I'm going to be the best version of myself. So I think it's just pretty much like common sense to... want to be the best version of yourself, and I don't think that's asking too much. Their car, like, I'm not very materialistic at all, but like that just shows me that they're goal driven. Like, if they have their dream car, a nice vehicle.
So let me get this straight. This chick wants you to have a good job, be a gym rat, not be a criminal. Let's see what she wants. Nice teeth, good car. It's like, man, this chick wants like the perfect 10. Yeah, you want this rich dude, like, why don't you date Christian Grey or whatever that stupid thing is, you know? You're insane, chick. You're asking for too much. Yes, your standards are way too high. And are you worth this? I bet not.
Then that means that, like, they are goal-oriented. Like, they're motivated to reach their goals and get something that they really, really like. I mean, obviously, it determines, a lot of things determine... the vehicle situation, because, you know, I would rather have my partner have his home and a nice home and a junky car, and as long as I know that he's working.
Yes, this chick said that she'll tolerate you driving a piece of shit car as long as you have a house. And I'm assuming it has to be a nice, decent house. She said as long as you're doing that and you're working on getting a car, she's okay with that. Oh, okay, so she's not complete psycho, just like 3/4 of a psycho. Okay.
On getting something else later, you know, that he's not just comfortable where he's at, you know? Oh, his credit score, all of that too. So that's another thing of mine. Like, do you have good credit? Because I think credit...
Oh, so you want someone that has a good credit score? That's understandable. How about your credit score? Is yours good? And also, here's another one. Do you have any student debt? Yeah. I remember my ex, that stupid, swinger slut. Yeah, remember last time she told me she owed $200,000 on her school because she's a graphic designer, and the husband that she's with now is paying for that shit. He's a loser. Yeah, or they're swinging. That's how I ran into them, and yeah, the guy's paying for her shit while she gets fucked by other dudes. Oh, I'm glad I ended up with that bitch, but I digress, right?
Matters. If I have good credit, I don't want them to depend on me or them to get them going in life and to help them out in any situation.
Yeah, typically it's the men that build women. It's not the other way around, but whatever, right?
Yeah, like, if you have good credit, obviously you have better interest rates. So that just shows me that you're responsible, that you're financially stable. So I feel like all those things that I require, I bring, like I have. So it's not a big requirement. Like, I'm not asking too much, in my opinion. But I don't know. I guess people just might not have what I have, and they feel like...
Yeah, all that shit that you're flexing, what does it get you? Nothing. You should be married with your husband and all of that, living in that house. But no, you'd rather be stupid and chasing your career and doing whatever instead of being a lover and loving mother and wife. But whatever.
Offended or whatnot, I don't know. But it's just crazy. Like, why are we out here in the dating world and not being the best version of ourselves? You know, like, why do we not have good things to offer or, like, have our shit together? Like,
yeah, everybody should have their shit together, but not everybody does, especially women. But right? Okay, then, whatever.
Have your shit together and then go out on dates and stuff. So, I don't know. It's just pretty funny how I got told that I have too high of a standard. And I'm like, no, because I bring all of that. Like, I have all of that. Why can't you? I don't know. Am I tripping or what?
Yes, bitch, you are tripping. Women have so high, ridiculous standards. They want you to do all kinds of things for her while she brings nothing to the table. She thinks because she acts like a man that she deserves a man like that? Okay, it doesn't work that way, right? Well, it doesn't matter what kind of standards women have. As long as you're taking care of yourself and you're being the best person that you can, you could hold up too. Yeah, it doesn't matter, because remember, men could be by themselves, women... something tells me no, right? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, this is Gonzo saying goodbye, farewell, take care of yourself, be the best version you can be, and just don't let these stupid women's delusions get to you. Goodbye.